Section 385 is the topic that I want to cover, and there's been quite a lot of recent developments on that. So let's begin with what Section 385 allows. It authorizes the Treasury Department to recharacterize an instrument as stock, either in whole or in part, according to Treasury regulations. According to Treasury regulations that are then to be issued. That provision came into the statute in 1969. Now, I have on this particular slide the last iteration of when the Treasury Department took it upon itself to issue regulations under Section 385 to treat an instrument that is purported to be debt as instead stock. When that happened, the last time was in 1980. And if you look at the time periods, it's almost an exact overlap. At the very end of the Carter administration in May 1980, before President Reagan was elected, there were proposed regulations that were issued. Those regulations were finalized by the Carter administration on December 31st, shortly before, 2 weeks before President Reagan was inaugurated as the new president. Within 4 months of President Reagan taking office, or 5 months, those regulations were amended as one of the first things of the Reagan administration. And then those regulations were then amended two other times and ultimately repealed. Ultimately, they were repealed. And I think that's helpful background to think about the current regulations. The current proposed regulations were issued this time around. They were issued in April 4th of 2016, not May, so about a month earlier in the timeline before the election.